Champions for Family Prayer by Charlotte Larsable, Church Magazines. Did you know family prayer is a commandment? Jesus Christ commanded the Nephites to pray in your families unto the Father, 3 Nephi chapter 18, verse 21. Since then, prophets and apostles have echoed this teaching. For example, Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles taught that it should be a non-negotiable priority in your daily life. Family prayer is important. It's also the key to growing closer to each other and Heavenly Father. And it's not just up to mom and dad. You can have a big influence on your family. You can be a champion for family prayer. Be a champion. What is a champion for family prayer? When you think of champions, you might think of people who are the best at something. That's one kind of champion, a winner, a first prize, or first place in a competition. Another kind of champion is someone who fights for something, an advocate or defender. So, a champion for family prayer would be someone who fights for, stands up for, and defends family prayer. Think you can do that? Here are some tips on how to be a champion for family prayer. Janelle S., 14, from Idaho, USA, says, "Try not to say repetitive prayers when it's your turn to pray." Samantha B., 17, from Alabama, USA, says, "Make a list of things you need to pray about as a family." Carla S., 17, from Tijuana, Mexico, said, "In my family, we always try to express gratitude more than we ask for things. We always try to have a spirit of gratitude toward Heavenly Father, so I try to help my siblings with that." Camille G., 18, from Alabama, USA, commented, "Remind everyone, if your family isn't very good at praying together, a good start would be having personal prayers." Tess Z., 16, from Texas, USA, said, "Get up a few minutes earlier to make sure your family prayer happens before you leave. You can set an alarm telling you when it's time for family prayer." Grace M., 14, from California, USA, said, "Listen to the words the person praying is saying and repeat them in your head. Afterwards, see what you can remember from their prayer. Saying amen means so be it or that you agree. I really want to know and understand what I'm agreeing to." Renoa H., 17, from Alabama, USA, said, "Have a good attitude about family prayer. Don't think of it as something to check off before you go to sleep. Remember that family prayer can help bring your family closer together." Will W., 14, from California, USA, says, "Try to help all your siblings out. Even just having a good attitude and being a good example does a lot." Lyric A., 13, from Arkansas, USA, says, "Think about what you want to pray about before you pray." And Isaac S., 14, from California, USA, says, "Remember that nothing can be more important than that. Spending time with your family and making sure you get that quality time to read scriptures and to pray is really important." There is no more beautiful sight in all this world than to see a family praying together. President Thomas S. Monson, Come Unto Him in Prayer and Faith, Ensign, March 2009, page 5. End of the article, Champions for Family Prayer. Read by Ben Cummins.